Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It was cracking me up, man, to see Lonzo and I stretching and our fingers, like our hands developing tremors as Lonzo and I are stretching for that extra tenth of an inch.
I, you know what? And I had a broken pinky on this hand, so I'm trying to straighten it out as much as I can.
The excuses are coming. The excuses are coming.
I can bring in a medical record if it's required.
We have the official measurements of the offsides hand measurement combine, and it's on ESPN Upstate, our Facebook page. We live videoed that. It'll be on the Facebook page for you to witness. You can see. Does size matter, ladies and gentlemen, or is it how you use it? Rolling until 3:30 right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate. Great to be with you. I'll tell you what was disturbing to me about that, Lonzo. 9 inches seems to be the mark of small hands. I have big hands. Okay, so nine inches from thumb to pinky finger. You know, so they called Joe Burrow's hands small or minuscule. He was nine inches, right? And they said Patrick Mahomes is only a little bit bigger than that at 9 1/4. I'm closer to 10 than I am to 9, but I was at 9.6, and I don't appreciate that. I really don't appreciate what they're saying. I have oven mitts over here.
I tell you, Chris and I, my buddy from WRD, we did it in the office before to figure out how to do it, and because I knew you would say how do you do this, and so we were figuring it out, and mine are a little bit bigger than his, but then we stuck our hands up together and my three middle fingers are like an inch longer than his. Hands are shaped differently. That's why, I mean, not all fingers are the same length,
right,
and things like that.
Right.
So this is hard, this being a judgment, because your middle finger may be a lot longer than the average finger when you're measuring from pinky to thumb.
Even weirder when you get into feet. Like, I think 50% of people have a second toe that's longer than the big toe. I think 50% of people do.
See,
that is the weirdest thing.
I have finger toes. And if I wanted to, I could probably draw and do some things with my toes.
No, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm getting sick here on the air. Can we please change it?
They're also slightly hairy. Did you want to hear that?
No, good God. Lonzo.
And now they're getting like old man hair, so they're a little bit white.
Are you done?
How was your lunch?
All right, now are you done? I haven't gotten to eat a regular meal for 36 hours, and this is what you're doing to me. I got finger toes with old man hair on them. Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
We can talk about my back next if you want.
No, good God. Lonzo, is your goal to lose every last listener we have here? Is that what you're trying to achieve?
I believe there are a spattering of people out there who can relate.
A spattering. Okay. Well, there we go. There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, it is great to be here with you guys, rolling on until 3:30 p.m. here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. Getting our official lineup set. Lonzo, I believe, knock on wood, I don't know if this is right or not, Lonzo, but I believe this might be our very last show in Rob Brown's time slot.
Let's hope so.
I believe this might be the very last one, but we will see. We will see.
How long does it take to move from Florida? Although it took you like 6 weeks to get here, so.
Well, yeah, come on, man, moving. Have you ever moved across the country?
Well, I would ask.
How long did it take you?
I would ask Hendricks. Not as long as it took you, and I went a lot further. I'd ask Hendricks, okay, where's he at now? Oh, he's in this state. Really? I mean, what's he driving, a snail? I don't get why it's taking so long.
That was for me?
Yeah.
I'll tell you why it was taking so long. Because I had a U-Haul with everything that's known to me inside that U-Haul. And then I had a hitch with my car on the back of a platform, Lonzo. You can't see behind you in that thing. You can't go more than 50 miles an hour in that thing. And you're going 1,000 miles. The drive was 1,000 miles from there to here. You understand?
Yes, I moved from Ohio to South Carolina. I'm well aware about traveling a distance with a U-Haul full of things.
And I had no spotter. I had nobody with me. I had nobody in the truck with me. It was only me. So yeah, man, it takes a hell of a long time. It really does. But
you should have hired a guy to come.
I appreciated your concern. I really do appreciate your concern.
So I want to see if Rob takes as long as you did. He's coming from a shorter distance, so maybe not.
He's coming from a shorter distance. He's coming from the Florida Panhandle versus Houston, Texas. Come on, man. Come on. All right. I want to get to this. I want to give you guys, if we can, and if we can get college football music, Lonzo, that would be outstanding. I would like to give you my way too early first guess at South Carolina's win-loss record, especially with today's news from Will Muschamp that Ryan Helinski is now 100%. Ryan Helinski is now 100% healthy, 100% cleared to go. I believe that to be true. I believe that to be the case. So Ryan Helinski is back. Ryan Helinski is 100%. Of course, Ryan would also want to let you know that. Why? Because Luke Doty is now in the fold. Luke Doty is now in the fold, and he is going to vie very seriously for that job. So without further ado, let's hit it with the music.
It's currently loading.
Oh, it's loading. And let's get to our South Carolina Gamecocks schedule. Here we go. Coastal Carolina at home. Now, I understand you lose to Appalachian State. You lose to North Carolina. Lonzo's shaking his head like you can't count on anything with these guys. But I'm giving South Carolina a win over Coastal Carolina. Lonzo.
Apprehensively, I will say yes, a win.
You are dressed in your Coastal Carolina teal today in honor of this pick. It's good to see.
Go whatever their mascot is.
Chanticleers.
Chanticleers, okay.
All right. Next up, East Carolina. South Carolina's bound to lose one of these first two, right?
I think I fear Coastal more than East, so I'm going to go with a win.
Is East-West north of South?
Possibly.
Yeah? North South Carolina? Are we there yet? What was that? What was that other town?
Due West.
Due West. There you go. Next up. So we both have South Carolina 2-0. Missouri at home. No Kelly Bryant. Coming to Williams-Brice Stadium. Missouri at home.
I'm going to go with a win. Why not?
I will go with a win as well. Missouri is a win. 3-0 for the South Carolina Gamecocks. Here's where it gets very, very interesting. At Kentucky, Terry Wilson back from a season-long injury for the Kentucky Wildcats. Now they have a regular quarterback yet again. Kentucky, at Kentucky. South Carolina had lost 5 in a row to the Wildcats before last year. Do they get the victory on the road in Lexington?
I'm going to say the monkey's off their back. I'm going to give them a win for this.
I'm going to give them a win as well. We both have the 4-8 Gamecocks starting by matching their win total in the first 4 weeks that they had all year of a season ago. And also keep in mind, according to 24/7 Sports, they're also getting credit for having the hardest schedule in the country, despite opening with Coastal Carolina, East Carolina, Missouri, and Kentucky. We both have the Gamecocks 4-0. At Florida, up next, Lonzo. Don't think too hard about this one.
I'm going to go homer here just because it will make you angry. I'm doing it.
You don't believe it, though. You don't believe it.
All right, I won't. It's a loss.
At Florida's a loss. No doubt about it. 4-1 for the Gamecocks. Tennessee at home.
I'm going to go with a win here.
I will go with a win as well. I think the home field advantage makes the difference in that matchup. We both have South Carolina 5-1 at the halfway mark of the season. We both have them 5-1. Next up, Texas A&M at home. Ay, 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 ay. This is pushing the limits of what the Gamecocks are capable of.
I thought Texas A&M is a little overrated. But I can't do it. I'm going to go Texas A&M with
a win. Yeah, I can't. Tennessee and Texas A&M at home in back-to-back games, those are kind of coin flip games at home. I'm gonna say they win one, they drop one. I say you drop to Texas A&M. So right now, through seven games, five games remaining, we both have the Gamecocks 5-2 at Vanderbilt, Lonzo. Don't say it's not a losable game, because it is.
All games are losable under Will Muschamp, but I'm going to go with a win here.
A win for me at Vanderbilt as well. Lonzo and I both have the Gamecocks 6-2. Boy, this has to warm the cockles of your heart, Cox fans. Here we go, 6-2, heading into the final four games of the season. At home against Georgia, you beat the Bulldogs on the road a season ago.
It's a loss.
I totally agree, especially but given the fact that you beat them a year ago. So we go with a loss to Georgia at home, the revenge factor. Look, Georgia, you know, they've got the transfer quarterback from Wake Forest. You don't really know what he's going to be. You don't really know what he's going to give you. Can South Carolina rise up again? We say no, but we are sitting at 6-3 with three games remaining on the schedule. At LSU, Lonzo.
Really? Although, we don't
no
know.
No Joe Burrow. No Joe Brady.
And there's a chance that they have the most ever drafted, biggest draft class of all time. I mean, you know, so they may drop off a good deal, but I got to go with the loss.
You're not winning in Death Valley. South Carolina's not ready to win in Death Valley. 6-4. I don't care who the quarterback is. 6-4 now for South Carolina. Wofford at home.
That's a win.
It's a win as well. 7-4, followed by at Clemson to end the year. Lonzo, you're thinking about it. I see you thinking about it.
No, I'm doing two things at once. The thing is, 2 years ago, they were competitive in that game. Last year, they were not. So they'll probably be competitive, but they're still going to lose to Clemson.
Lost to Clemson. Both Lonzo and I unbelievably agreed on every single game. We had a consensus. We had a unanimous selections on every single of the 12 games for the Gamecocks. Boy, those are two guys that pick football games accurately, aren't they? Just about as accurately as one another, right? These are two guys that you can trust to pick football games.
I don't know. One of us is a little bit better than the other, but, you know.
One of us had an extra weight under his nose for a period of a week.
Yes, one of us did.
Yeah, wasn't enjoyable. So 7-5 for yours truly, 7-5 for Lonzo. But we have the Gamecocks starting 4-0. We both have the Gamecocks starting 6-1. I'm sorry, 5-1. 5-1 through the midway part of the season. 5-1 at the halfway mark. 4-0 to begin the season.
So if they're 5-1, are they in the top 25 at that point?
Yes, they'll be in the top 25. And only lost to Florida. The wins against Kentucky and Tennessee will be impressive to the voters.
Therein lies a problem if you want Muschamp gone.
Because he will have been in the top 25.
Yes.
And that matters. That matters to the voters. Coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, now that the prediction is known, 7-5, is that good enough to keep Will Muschamp's job? 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. 4-8 to 7-5. Does that get her done? Does that bring him back? Does that get him an extension? Your thoughts welcome here on ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate, rolling on until 3:30 p.m. this afternoon, at which point we will give way to Clemson baseball. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for making us a part of your afternoon. And we look forward very, very much. We look forward to bringing you Clemson baseball this afternoon. We look forward to getting into our groove with our new and regular schedule, the Rob Brown Show from noon to 3. Offsides with Mark and Lonzo between 3 and 7 p.m. each and every day right here on ESPN Upstate. You guys ready? Are you guys ready for the best programming the Upstate has ever had? Are you ready? Because we're about to hit you right between the eyes with it, man. It's going to be sweet. It's going to be great. And I'm excited about it. Really, really excited about it. Okay, so Lonzo and I just went through South Carolina's schedule. And not only do we have the same record for the South Carolina Gamecocks, but we picked exactly the same on every single game. Now, Lonzo, the odds are that we're going to be wrong on one of them. You know, you and I think somewhat alike when it comes to picking football games. We were within a game with a couple weeks to go in our pick'em contest, and then I had to take a bunch of bogus chances, none of which came through for me. But if we are likely to be wrong on a game on South Carolina's schedule, what game do you think it is? As we go through this schedule, we got Coastal Carolina, East Carolina, Missouri, Kentucky, Florida, Tennessee, Texas A&M, Vanderbilt, Georgia, LSU, Wofford, and Clemson.
Either Kentucky or Tennessee.
I was gonna say Tennessee or Texas A&M would be the ones that we might be wrong on. The rest of them, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Texas A&M. You know, South Carolina always seems to play Florida tough, but on the road at Florida, Gamecocks fans, are you really picking a victory in that one? 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to join us on the show. We've also had some fun here with the hand measurements that have been going on at the NFL Combine of quarterbacks. Joe Burrow coming under fire for only having a 9-inch hand. Yours truly, Mark Ryan, measured at 9 5/8, and Lonzo measured at 9 2/8. Joe Burrow was 9 inches flat. Here's Mike Greenberg and Adam Schefter on the size of Joe Burrow's hands.
There's a lot of joking around about this, but at the end of the day, what reaction do the people who actually evaluate this talent around the league have to the size of Joe Burrow's hands?
Greeny, the combine's all about picking apart players and finding flaws. So we have found a flaw in Joe Burrow before the combine really gets underway. And I would imagine today, later this morning, Joe Burrow is going to say that he's not going to throw here today, which will be the next debate and next issue that leads to speculation. Why isn't he throwing here? But when you've got 9-inch hands, I think that is a little bit of a factor. I don't think it's going to change the fact that he's still projected to be the number one overall pick and go to the Cincinnati Bengals. But the fact of the matter is he's going to be playing in the AFC North. It's going to be cold. It's going to be wet. The ball's going to be slippery. The football's a little bit bigger than it was in the college game. And it could potentially be something of an issue. Not enough of an issue, for the Bengals to bypass the player that many project to be the number one overall pick, but enough of an issue that it could cause some problems at a certain point in time. And if you want a level of comparison, all you have to do is go back to compare the 9-inch hands to Kyler Murray last year, 9.5-inch hands, Baker Mayfield the year before the number one overall pick, 9.25-inch hands. So Joe Burrow will have the smallest hands of the last three quarterbacks to go number one overall. Again, something, but not enough to prevent him from going number one overall.
What is it about the sensitivity surrounding talking about a man's hand size? Even our own president has fallen victim to this.
Look at those hands. Are they small hands? And he referred to my hands. If they're small, something else must be small. I guarantee you there's no problem. I guarantee it.
Man, that cracks me up, brother. Cracks, absolutely, positively cracks me up. It's time to get to a little ditty that we call Big Deal, Little Deal, or No Deal, which starts right now. All right, Lonzo, in honor of one of the topics of the day here, hand size. Big deal, little deal, or no deal. We just heard Adam Schefter say it's a little bit of a factor.
All right, your question is open-ended. In what context?
In the context of playing quarterback in the NFL.
Okay.
Big deal, little deal, or no deal, hand size.
Little deal. Because some of the factors that Schefter just brought out in the clip we played may come into play. I mean, being from the North, I know how that is, playing football up there and how slippery things are and stuff like that. So it could be a factor.
I think that's a bunch of bunk. It's not going to be a factor playing in the AFC North. It's cold. Come on, man. The guy's been slinging the rock his whole life. We're supposed to think that's the reason he was third string at Ohio State and the Heisman Trophy winner at LSU. He had to play in a warm climate, folks. Don't you see? His hands are so small that he couldn't throw the ball when he played for the Ohio State University. Good God. No, listen, you have to say it's a little deal because of the fact that we're talking about it. You know, if it's no deal and we're talking about it, we're wasting your time. I don't want to do that. You just heard Adam Schefter say it's, quote, a little bit of a factor. So you have to say it's a little deal. But you go through all the guys with big hands, and Paxton Lynch had the biggest hands ever. Cody Kessler, massive hands. Come on, man. The guy, there's really no direct link you can make there. All things being equal, would you like bigger hands? Sure. But give me a guy with the brains and the IQ to play the quarterback position far before you give me a guy with hand size. Come on, man. Lonzo, what do you got?
All right. Reportedly, LeBron was not at Kobe's memorial service, although they can't say for sure he could have been there somewhere else in the building. Is it a big deal, little deal, or no deal if LeBron wasn't there?
Oy. I'm not saying this is LeBron's fault, but it's a big deal that he wasn't there. Okay? It's a big deal that he wasn't there because the torch was passed from Magic Johnson to Kobe Bryant to LeBron James in La La Land. The torchbearers needed to be there in attendance, and for whatever reason, LeBron was unable to. Again, I'm not saying it's his fault, but it's very noticeable that he's not there, so I say that's a big deal.
I think it's a big deal too, but in LeBron's defense, supposedly, they're saying that he may have asked to not be on camera and that he could have been in a separate room because he didn't want it to be about him, because, you know, the cameras strayed to certain stars and stayed on them constantly. And I wait to see what he says, if he even addresses it.
Yeah, this may not be something that LeBron James addresses here. It'll certainly be interesting to see how this plays out. All right, next up, recruiting class ranking, Lonzo. Big deal, little deal, or no deal?
I'm going to go little deal again, because there are coaches who may have a lower class, but they know how to coach the players they have. I mean, you go back to Clemson when they first started getting to where they are right now, their classes weren't nearly as good as they are now, and they were able to coach up, you know, lower star players into playing like bigger star players.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's a big deal. I'm going to say it's a big deal because by and large, the rankings, the star rankings matter. And it's not foolproof. And you see examples all the time of coaches that coach talent, that get talent but don't know how to coach them. One of them's pretty close to us here. And you see other examples of guys who are not able to get talent and they overachieve with said talent. Matt Rhule at Baylor is a perfect example. Minnesota's coach, who I know, Lonzo, you thought they were the worst team in FBS. Minnesota's coach, whose name is eluding me right now, he's done the same thing, row the boat in Minnesota. They've won more with less, and that's incredibly impressive to be able to do. You've got to be able to keep that thing going. You've got to be able to initially, if you're ever going to become a power, at some point you have to win more with less to convince the star players to come there. So, yeah, I do believe that that is a big deal. Have I told you that this game show music annoys me? There's no break in the chorus. There's no interlude. There's no key change here.
It's because it's looped over and over again. I mean, there are certain music that we can use from our service. Having recently taken the training that also talks about that.
You know, absolutely.
I mean, in the future, if you would like to be present when the music is picked and, you know, maybe take a couple hours and go through to find what fits your musical taste? I mean, we can do that.
What you're describing is my everyday here in the studios here.
Okay.
Here in the network studios.
I was asked on short notice to put something together, which I did. You know, and this is the first bed you've actually complained about, which makes me want to keep it.
What do you got?
All right. After many years absent, Pearl Jam has just come out with a new album. Big deal, little deal, or no deal? They used to be the band, man.
They did, and I'm a Pearl Jam guy. But it's been so long that I've kind of reached a place of indifference. So I'll tell you, my favorite band, Lonzo, Weezer, is in a dangerous place with me right now as well, because the last couple albums they've put out have been this soft techno crap. You know, like I want kick me in the butt, hard rock, man. I want some riffs. I want, you know, and I'm getting like soft techno from Weezer nowadays. It's a little deal. The fact that you mentioned it to me is the first I've heard of this, Lonzo, so I'll have to check it out. Have to see what I think. Daughter by Pearl Jam is one of my top five favorite songs of all time. You ever heard it?
Yes. I'm a Pearl Jam fan.
That is one of my top five favorite songs of all time.
Jeremy's my favorite song from them. So
there you go. Kyrie Irving is out again via injury.
I didn't get to say if it was a big deal.
What'd you say?
I mean, you know, I realize that your opinion is the only one that really matters that kind of stuff. Yeah. I agree with you. It's a little deal.
Thank you.
All right, continue.
Kyrie Irving is injured yet again, not playing for the Brooklyn Nets. Kyrie Irving being out for the Nets, big deal, little deal, or no deal? He's supposed to come back in some time.
You know, I don't want to say no deal because anytime a high-profile player is out, it really hurts the team, but the Nets weren't really going to do anything anyway, were they? I mean, you know, it ain't about this year for them. It's about next year when KD's healthy, when he's healthy. That's when they're supposed to do something, so I'm going little deal.
Well, wait just a minute. They're number 7 in the playoff standings right now.
Yeah.
They're number...
We know what that means in the NBA, though.
They're number 7 in the playoff standings. They're a projected playoff team. This is a massive deal. This couldn't be a bigger deal, and I'll tell you why for a couple reasons. Okay? Number one, they've played 56 games. Kyrie's played 20 of them. All right? Everywhere this guy goes, the team is worse with him and better without him. What does that tell you?
Except in Cleveland.
Point number two, well, that's the LeBron factor.
But he was playing with LeBron. Yeah,
the LeBron factor. LeBron makes everybody better. So here's the thing. And then point number two, when a guy's making max money in the NBA, he's taking up 25% of the salary cap. You have a guy that makes your team worse when he's on the court, and he's taking up, you only have 75% of your cap left, and he's not playing. The guy is not playing. I don't know why or how this guy continues to get max contracts. People don't seem to enjoy playing with him. He has the ball hog mentality. He's a weird flat earther. No thank you, man. No thank you. Spencer Dinwiddie, a superstar without him. You know, a race falls into the background with him.
Do what? Yeah, I got it.
All right. One. Big deal, little deal, or no deal, Lonzo? What do you got?
Just out of the blue, you start pointing at me. It's like, what? What did I do? All right, so The Invisible Man comes out this week. Remakes for like the fourth time. Big deal, little deal, or no deal?
I don't know enough about this to offer a qualified opinion. The Invisible Man. When was the original?
The original, I believe, was in the 40s. And there have been several remakes. There's a remake with Kevin Bacon, which was excellent. I will tell you, it looks to be a stalker film. And the stalker angle makes, well, I'll go ahead and go first. The stalker angle makes it look interesting enough. As long as you change the story enough in a remake to make a new audience go, yeah, if it fits what's going on in the world today, and this dude is stalking this girl, she's the only one who keeps telling him he's not dead, he's alive, and there are things that, and he's not. He's, unless they have a weird ending, but I am very tempted to go see it.
Coming up next, in this particular sport, I'm going to say little deal on that one. Very educated opinion. In this particular sport, is this a formula for a championship-winning team? We'll tackle that question when Offsides continues right after this ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back into Offsides. Lonzo here, along with Mark Ryan. Having a blast on a Tuesday. It is Tuesday, right? I believe it is Tuesday. And we're going to talk some NBA right now because it's NBA season. This is when people really start to pay attention to it. I know we have the combine going on, but you really start to get into NBA and things start to take shape as far as playoffs goes and things like that. And it got me to thinking about who are the best duos right now in the NBA.
Now, I think an interesting sidebar of this is, do you need a duo or do you need the Three Musketeers? Right. When I was growing up as a kid in Houston, we had the Three Musketeers. There was myself, George, and Robert. And Robert, sadly, committed suicide at the age of 21. And we've always, George and I, have continued the Three Musketeers through our lives, you know, because now I've lived a whole lifetime without one of my best friends as a kid growing up. But we felt at the time that you needed the Three Musketeers. We felt like a duo wasn't enough. But is it the same in the National Basketball Association? Do you need a Three Musketeers, or is a duo good enough, and can the duo lead you over the top?
You know, I think another question is, at what point, if you do need three, at what point did that happen? Because there was a time when all you needed was two. Michael Jordan and Pippen were the guys. You got Stockton and Malone. When you think of
Golden State had four.
Right, but when you think back in the day, you think of players, you think always two pop in your mind. And then at some point, it went to three. Was it when the Celtics with Kevin Garnett and
Ray Allen and Paul Pierce?
Paul Pierce, yeah. That started?
But here's the thing. I could make a point that the Raptors last year had a one.
Very true.
Right? I mean, was Kyle Lowry a two? Was Pascal Siakam a two?
See, I would think Lowry was a two, especially when you see what he's doing this year without
Are you okay being the Robin on this show?
Robin classically is smaller than Batman, so I think from a physical standpoint. Okay.
Well, not based on our hand size. The hand size measurements would say otherwise.
Yeah. If we were playing football, I'd get picked first. But anyway, you keep on thinking that.
If we were running 40s, you'd get picked last.
Well, you're going to keep pushing that. Then it's going to happen. Then you're going to get embarrassed. Because here's how this works. If you beat me, it's no big deal. You beat a 51-year-old grandpa. But if I beat you, that's pretty bad. It's almost like wearing a mustache for a week. You just keep that in mind.
I don't know what that's like. I don't know what that's like. I have no interest in continuing that conversation at this point. So best duos in the NBA today. Does Milwaukee have a duo? Chris Middleton and Giannis Antetokounmpo. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Eric Bledsoe. I'm going to say no. Does Toronto have a duo now? Pascal Siakam, Kyle Lowry, Fred VanVleet, right? Do they have a duo now? I'm going to say very, very iffy. The Boston Celtics. Kemba Walker, Jason Tatum. That's a duo, right? I mean, there's a duo. Jason Tatum is becoming a superstar right before our eyes. Both he and the Boston Celtics, by the way, have three guys averaging 20 points per game right now. And Jaylen Brown has really stepped up his game. Really, really stepped up his game. Jaylen Brown averaging 20, Kemba 21, and Jason Tatum 23. Look, this would point to the three-etta that we're talking about here. You know, the three-headed monster of those three guys performing together. So I think already, when you consider how Jason Tatum has blossomed this year, Kemba Walker's leadership, I think Boston definitely has one of the best duos in the NBA. Of course, we're going to come immediately to the Lakers and LeBron James and Anthony Davis, and we're going to say, can anybody compete with that? Can anybody compete with that particular duo? You know, I think if you have a scale of 1 to 10, Lonzo, if you grade players an 8, if you have 3 7s or 8s on your team, I think you can compete with that. The Houston Rockets have a duo, James Harden and Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
The problem is the fit of those two guys together. You know, is that a fit?
You know, the thing about that, when they got back together, you thought you'd hear a lot more about it, and you just don't hear anything about them, do you?
Because they're not that good. Because they're just not that good. Kawhi Leonard, Paul George. Dynamic duo.
Is Paul George healthy, though? I think he's missed some games. But, yeah, I mean, there was a while, a little bit there, where it looked like they were going to outshine the Lakers.
So Paul George has missed 22 games, and Kawhi Leonard's missed 13 games because he doesn't feel like playing.
Yeah, load management.
That's how that – by the way, Lonzo, I'm going to be out the rest of the week for load management. The load has been pretty high lately. Going back and forth between time slots, load management. How do you think that would work? Ladies and gentlemen,
it's funny you should say that. Let me talk to you later on, like during the break.
No, I don't like the way this is going. I don't like where this is going at all. How would it work for you guys, ladies and gentlemen, if you went to your boss and pulled a Kawhi Leonard and said, I'm going to have to work tomorrow with load management? Would that be right up there with the worst excuses for missing work possible, headlined by, I have anal glaucoma, I just can't see my ass coming in? Is load management right up there with that? You know, Antonio Cromartie once missed a meeting in the NFL from the New York Jets. They were playing the San Diego Chargers on the road, and he missed a meeting because he left his watch on New York time. He was 3 hours late, showed up to the meeting, ended up being suspended, I think, for the first quarter of that game. That was considered the worst excuse that people have heard to date, that he couldn't even, in the area of cell phones, that he didn't know what time it was in the new place.
Do you still wear a watch? Did you ever wear a watch?
I have a watch. I just, you know, honestly, Lonzo, I'm a big matching guy, so I wasn't wearing any black today, so I didn't wear my black watch today.
Really?
See, that works.
Really? Yeah. That's the reason why?
Yeah, that's the reason why.
Could it have matched your shoes? Would that have been all right?
No, it doesn't match my shoes.
Okay,
today.
It doesn't, but I mean, yeah. if you were wearing black shoes.
Oh, yeah, if I was wearing black shoes, okay, I'd have the watch on, you know? Just
trying to figure out how you do the color scheme.
Yeah, you are rocking the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers look very nicely today.
Yeah, my underwear matches. Thanks for asking.
Okay, but to bring us back to center here, okay? I'm curious, load management, how that would work for our audience, because it doesn't work for me. Load management. I don't know, man. But then again, he was fresh in the playoffs last year, tore up the NBA in the postseason. Maybe there's something to that. Why is it, though, that he's the only guy that can get away with that nonsense? You know, like no other player in the NBA can get away with load management. And you know that was part of the discussion beforehand. I don't know, Lonzo. Best duos in the NBA? I like Luka Doncic, Kristaps Porzingis on the Dallas Mavericks. That's a playoff team. I don't think you can have the Rockets in that particular discussion just yet. I think the best two are in L.A. The best two duos are in L.A. And we'll have to see which one wins the NBA championship. I'm going Clippers, man, right now. If they're healthy, I think Kawhi Leonard is in his heyday. Both of their stars are in their prime. And LeBron is playing great. There's no doubt about it. I don't know why Father Time at 35 hasn't yet caught up to him at all, it seems like. I just feel strongly that come the postseason, those two guys, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, in the prime of their careers, man.
I think it's because he has that hyperbolic chamber and all that kind of stuff and keeps his body really healthy.
He invests over $1 million a year into his health, LeBron James.
See, he and Tom Brady, they know what they're doing as far as that goes.
What's your vote for the very best?
Well, you know what my vote is.
Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid?
Of course. That's where I was going, without a doubt. I'm going to go with LeBron and AD, and it has nothing to do, well, it does have a lot to do with it. But still, you've got arguably the best player on the planet and maybe the heir apparent to the best player on the planet playing together. And a lot of people didn't think that were unsure about the chemistry and how everything else was going to play out. But right now, I believe the Lakers have one of the better records in the league. And I'm looking forward to seeing what they can do in the playoffs.
I am as well. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan. So much more good stuff coming your way. We have the top two at two. We have either or. Don't shake your head at me, Lonzo. And we've got a loaded final 100 minutes of the show today. This is Offsides right here on ESPN Upstate.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. So you're not going to believe the excuse that's being trotted out right now by Deontay Wilder as for why he lost the fight. This is unbelievable to me. Unbelievable. So there is a boxing expert that was interviewing him, and Deontay Wilder said the following about his costume. "He didn't hurt me at all," speaking of Tyson Fury. "But the simple fact is, Kevin," the reporter he was talking to, "that my uniform was way too heavy for me. I didn't have no legs from the beginning of the fight. In the third round, my legs were just shot all the way through." That's from getting hit, Deontay. Let me show you a little something. Let me show you the real problem here, Lonzo. I wish I could show it to all of you guys listening right now. Here is the problem with Deontay Wilder's legs, all right? Look at his legs. Can somebody get this guy?
See, the thing that you were lauding him for yesterday about how in shape he is and how—
It's
how,
all above
how,
the belt.
How Fury is. So his legs are muscular. I mean, listen.
They're tiny.
They are. But he's a very tall guy. He's basically a basketball player boxing.
Well, that's why he lost, ladies and gentlemen. Fury didn't hurt him at all, okay? Pay no attention to those photos of his face being completely distorted in the fight by punches landing on him. You see, he lost because his uniform was too heavy. There was too much. Ladies and gentlemen, if you believe this, I have a bridge to sell you. Deontay Wilder simply losing because his uniform was too heavy for him. How about that Tyson Fury right hand? Was that too heavy for you? Probably, right? Left-handed body shot? A little heavy for you as well, Deontay? Good God. I have no patience, ladies and gentlemen, for excuses. I just don't. A check on the text line. "It's odd that you just found out you have above average hand size, Mark Ryan, and now you're going to take time off for load management." There's a sexual joke in there somewhere, I'm sure. Coming up next, it is time for the top two at two on Offsides. Special time today, noon to 3:30, right here on ESPN Upstate.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.